a case that could fundamentally alter a person's right to an abortion in the United States went before the Supreme Court today. Advocates for abortion rights are challenging a law in Mississippi that bans the procedure after 15 weeks. And hanging in the balance is the future of the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which protected the right to an abortion. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart argued before the court today that the question should be left up to the states.
Abortion is a hard issue. It demands the best from all of us, not a judgment by just a few of us. When an issue affects everyone, and when the Constitution does not take sides on it, it belongs to the people.
NPR's Sarah McCammon has been following this case, and she joins us now. Sarah, tell me more about the state's argument here and how the justices responded.
So the state of Mississippi is not simply asking the court to uphold this law banning abortion after 15 weeks. They're asking the court to overturn Roe v. Wade altogether. And as we heard, the argument from Mississippi was that the Constitution doesn't speak to the legality of abortion. And so they say the court should overturn Roe, which says that women do have that right, at least up until a fetus is viable. Now, Justice Brett Kavanaugh seemed amenable to that idea, as did others, at least from reading between the lines of some of the questions. Kavanaugh suggested that Mississippi was asking the state to be, quote, scrupulously neutral on abortion and allow states to decide whether and how much to restrict it. Meanwhile, Justice Sonia Sotomayor raised questions about the decision to take this case at all and the potential implications of it. She said the court risked looking very political if it upholds this law, given that it contradicts decades of precedent. And she said, quote, will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts?
The Mississippi Clinic at the center of this case, it's now the last place you can get an abortion in the state. The clinic's lawyer, Julie Rickelman, told the court that 15 weeks is not enough. Let's listen.
People who need abortion after 15 weeks are often in the most challenging circumstances. As I mentioned, they're people who have perhaps had a major health or life change, a family illness, a job loss, a separation, young people or people who are on contraception or pregnant for the first time and who are delayed in recognizing the signs of pregnancy.
She also said that poor women who don't have access to health care often will try to get an abortion after 15 weeks. How did the question of timing play out in the argument today?
Yeah, Chief Justice John Roberts spent a lot of time talking about timing and that viability standard. He asked why viability should be where the line is drawn as opposed to 15 weeks, as is in this law. And Roberts suggested that there's not much difference between 15 weeks and viability. He said it's, quote, not a dramatic departure from viability. Now, I would just note viability is right around 24 weeks, so that's about a 9-week difference. Many women get a standard ultrasound right around 20 weeks, so there are fetal anomalies that may not be diagnosed yet at the 15-week stage. And for a host of reasons, as we've heard, some people just aren't able to get an abortion at earlier stages. But Roberts appeared with his questions to be exploring whether or not there might be a way for the court to uphold the Mississippi law, thereby reversing major Supreme Court precedent, but still carve out some space for some abortions to be permitted earlier in pregnancy.
Sarah, the court is considerably more conservative now compared to the last time it considered Roe v. Wade. How do you think that might influence the outcome in this case? And did you hear anything today about how they might rule?
Right. This court is much more conservative. A third of the court was chosen by former President Trump, who, of course, promised while campaigning to choose justices who would overturn Roe. And as we've heard, the conservative justices seemed very friendly to the arguments coming from Mississippi. And just the decision to take this case at all, to consider a law clearly at odds with existing precedent, very likely tells us a lot about the disposition of the conservative justices on this issue. They are in the majority, and all of them have at least some record of opposing abortion rights. And also remember that the justices have allowed a Texas law banning abortion around 6 weeks to remain in effect since September. So they at minimum have seen no urgency to block that even more restrictive law.
And just briefly, when will we know for sure?
There's a decision expected next summer, and whatever is decided, people will be closely watching how it's written.
All right. NPR National Desk correspondent Sarah McCammon, thank you so much.
Thank you.